Let's get it out of the way. We'll make at least one P1 listener very happy who turns off the radio when BB Shea fills in for Biggie. We have a full lineup today. There's our man Biggie right there. Hey, let me...
No one is more shocked than myself.
He was really surprised. I texted Biggie last night and said, well, let's have it. In or out. And Biggie says, feeling better, ice the knee. I plan on being there. Had some medication. And he said, I plan on being there. So I walked in this morning, Biggie. And I said, did you hear from Biggie? He goes, oh, we won't be hearing from Biggie for some time.
Well, all I was basing it on was yesterday afternoon's text, which seemed dire.
Ominous.
But some serious treatment for Biggie's knee.
That's right.
And I just assumed we might not see him for the balance of the week.
You know.
I was wrong.
He was wrong. You got in here. I just, last night, just wanted to touch base to see, you know, how you're feeling, all this. And we definitely want a full update on your health because everywhere I went yesterday, how's Biggie? What's going on with Biggie? And I crisscrossed this great state yesterday.
I didn't even bring in Biggie's board. I didn't move it over to my workstation to add the number one to Biggie's days missed without work or without illness.
You know what Biggie just said to us a moment ago, and I love this. I love this attitude. He just said, I'm not missing another day. You know, this is like Rocky in Rocky. He's in the corner. He's been knocked down two or three times. And he says to Mickey, and I recently just watched it, he goes, I ain't going down anymore. That's it. I'm not hitting the canvas again.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't.
That's how you hear it?
Yes.
That's interesting how we filter things sometimes differently. Because when I hear Biggie say that, what I hear is Chris Kelly saying, I'm never having another Diet Coke again.
Sure.
I give them both the same credence.
Yeah.
I don't. Zero. The answer is less than zero.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons and not the same reasons.
Yeah.
No.
One of you is weak in spirit.
Yeah, there's physically weak.
One of you is weak in body.
Roxanne, I ain't going down no more. Because I'm not missing another day.
Didn't
I love that.
Didn't De Niro say that in Raging Bull? I didn't go down, Ray.
Yep.
I didn't go down.
Rocky's whole thing was, I don't care if I win. I'm just getting through the fight. I want to be standing at the end of 15
minutes. Distance.
I'm going the distance. And after he got knocked down a few times, he said to Mickey, I ain't going down no more. And he did. And that's exactly right. That's what Robert De Niro said in Raging Bull. I didn't go down, Ray. I did. This guy has been down. He's off the canvas. He's up. He's not missing.
Is he wobbly on his feet?
Yes.
Well, that's doubt.
Yes.
Should the referee have stopped the fight?
Yes. Why didn't that?
Can they throw in the towel?
Well,
no, I can't do that. I have bills.
He's got bills. So he's got crippling medical debt. And in Rocky, why that referee didn't stop that fight, I'll never know. Rocky had been pummeled from, 15 rounds.
Blind in one eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he says, Rock, I mean, they just cut his eye open with a razor blade. They said, Rock, I'm going to stop it if you get in trouble one more time. You ain't stopping nothing. That's exactly how big he is. You ain't stopping nothing. This guy's coming in here.
Now, anytime I've made these declarations, normally within the week, my body does something to me.
Gives it up.
To totally negate that. But
I love your spirit.
I still have that.
You know.
Yeah, he has spirit.
Yes, he do. He does. Yes, he do.
Yeah, I guess I got that.
How about you?
How about you?
I was coming at this from a different angle. It's so funny that we're approaching it in different ways. You said, I'm going to drag my dead leg in here. And I said to Chris Dim, I'm going to start treating Biggie with more kindness and start being more open to his disabilities, those kinds of things. Because I never know.
Oh, was there a meeting yesterday?
No.
Well, we can't just fire him because he's hurt.
Well, we have these little impromptu hallway meetings.
I wouldn't call it a meeting.
I wouldn't
meeting.
Say meeting. Yeah. It's not on the record.
I'm talking to the lawyers, but because he's fat and with a bad knee, we can't just flat out fire
him.
We
got to fire him.
Find a reason. Maybe get him to sexually harass someone, then we can do it.
He doesn't have the strength or energy to sexually
harass him. I can't sexually harass myself.
Oh, yeah. The only way he'll sexually harass somebody is if they come to his little room and sit on his lap.
Yeah.
There's no sexual harassment here. We can't do it.
And even then, I'll be like, I'm not feeling anything.
I can't do it. But I said to Kristen, I'm going to treat him better because I don't know when his last day at work is his last day at work. I said, I can't let that man go with bad feelings here because you just never know. And that's the way I'm going to live from now on. So you got up yesterday, your knee, like you said, it was a nightmare scenario.
It's just been a nightmare, ongoing nightmare scenario. But every day I get up and I try to be here. If I can be here, I'm going to be here. And this morning I got up and I got up extra early. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to find a new routine to make sure that the knee doesn't lock up, although it seems to do what it wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say, may I jump in, Biggie, for a moment? Mm-hmm. When you say lock up, does that mean it won't flex or you can't put weight on it?
I can't put weight on it.
Okay.
But then I go and it's like, well, the knee's structurally sound.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I have the osteoarthritis. And, you know, what I've been told is that's just something that can happen. Now, down the road, I will probably have to have a surgery to clean this out or something along those lines.
Is it a replacement?
I need to lose weight for that, which is, you know, trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it's like, well, lose weight, fatty. Well, I'm trying.
Easy, folks. Easy.
I'm trying. Put that in your chart.
Believe me.
The doctor didn't say that to you.
No, no.
Well,
they never
weight,
say it.
Lose fatty. Obviously.
No, but it's one of those, you know.
Says right here. The previous doctor should have told you.
You'll never meet someone like me who will fully admit that I should have worried about this 25 years ago.
It's a fact.
But we are where we are.
Yes.
You know, it's like when people say that, it's like, yes, in my 20s, I should have known.
Of course.
But in your 20s, you don't know. You know, for years, my doctor said at 40, everything changes. And I always say he couldn't have been more right.
But, you know, every day you can wake up, and you're doing it now, and you can totally change.
I'm trying.
It takes time.
It takes time. Yes, it's slow going. I feel like, you know, I am losing weight, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd lose more weight if I could be more mobile, obviously. But you know,
you'll get there.
But every day is, you know, I get up, I do what I got to do, I battle, I try. But I just feel like, you know, this morning I woke up, and I was like, we're not going to miss any more days.
You're Rocky,
but of course my body has thrown many loops in this whole thing, but we'll see.
And the whole franchise of Rocky was just an embarrassment toward the end.
Yeah. So,
hung around way too long, let's be honest.
I love those first three.
Yeah.
I feel like those first three were really good.
Strong.
B.B. Shea's a Rocky IV, man. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. And then past that, it was an issue.
Sure.
It hung around too long. You're Rocky. I hope you're Rocky, too.
I hope so, too.
When he wins the belt.
Get up off that canvas is what I say.
But, you know, it's like I just say now. I'm like, sometimes they may have to miss a day.
What about Oasis? We've talked about you going to see Oasis in California.
I think it's time to put her down.
No! No.
We've lost Oasis, gentlemen.
Yeah.
No. Some say it's the worst day in the history of this show. I say
it's our finest hour.
It would be irresponsible physically. Because what if something happened on the West Coast? You know, what if I took a tumble down the Rose Bowl stairs?
Well, that would go viral.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it'll happen to Wonderwall.
That would knock Coldplay out.
The only thing to knock those Coldplay couples off the top there.
I have one. What do you call it? A Hail Mary suggestion, if you will, Biggie.
For Oasis.
Yes. Now, it's going to take some shuffling here in our room. Mm-hmm. It'll take some doing and some logistical planning. What if Biggie walked?
The whole way?
To California?
To the Rose Bowl.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Well, you better get going with
that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
This way.
See, it would take some.
Oh,
we could have a new race. What happens first? Me getting to California or Dem retires?
Wow.
Because it'd be years.
Oh, my God.
But people do this type of thing every year. Someone will run across the country.
Sure.
They'll walk across the country. I don't know how long it takes.
When's the show?
Early
September 7th.
I think you need to get going.
I need to leave now.
I think
now.
You better leave right now. Yeah.
Well, you could take the center route.
That would be incredible.
I mean, I wouldn't take the northerly route.
Let's see what state he's in. Still this one.
Has he left the zip code?
He's in the parking lot.
He had a real struggle in the mountains.
Looks like he's in the parking lot.
He's made it what appears to be Asheville, North Carolina.
No. Asheville's going to be tough because that's your mountain.
It's uphill.
That's uphill.
That's going to be uphill. That's going to be really hard for you to do. My goodness.
It would be probably physically irresponsible to fly out that far, and also financially irresponsible. So
that's what I'm saying. If you walk, the whole country would be behind you.
And it's
imagine.
Free.
Walk. I mean, you forget Forrest Gump.
With his
hundreds of people following him across the country. This would, the eyes of the world would be on
this. This would be the biggest story
Oasis
of the
Oasis might hear about this.
They'd probably put you front and center.
Yeah, you know what they'd say? Look at this fat load.
Wanka.
Well, either way, you get about. I think you get a seat upgrade.
Yeah, at least you get.
I do.
Noticed.
God, that would be amazing. You talk about something that would go viral.
Oh, it would go viral.
Walking across this country.
I'm pretty sure. I'm shocked I haven't gone viral for just living as it is.
This entire country. That would be so amazing. I would love to see that.
I know we like to think outside the box. And we could sponsor it.
Oh, that gets a sponsorship.
Oof.
That is a sponsorship.
Emerge Ortho.
Short term.
We had Dr. Ed called yesterday and said Emerge Ortho was the spot for you, like an emergency orthopedic visit. And we didn't know there were such things.
Oh, yeah, there's emergency orthopedic places.
Well, you know.
There's emergency room. Look, I know this medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you need to go, I can tell you.
Let's update your chart while we're at it here. Chris Tim's gotten it out.
Yeah.
We are erasing the number 0, and we are putting your days without illness consecutively at 1. That's from AmericanLeakDetection.com. But today's the day that Biggie has said, I ain't missing no more days.
We're gonna shoot for double digits.
We're going all the way.
We're going, and then we're just gonna keep it going.
We're going quintuple digits. Mm-hmm. That's how far we're heading.
I feel like
no more days.
It's like when a baseball team gets a new manager. I'm coming in with optimism, even though we suck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get in there with be optimistic. Yes, do it. And he says, I'm not looking back. I'm going all the way with this one. I love that. Okay, AmericanLeakDetection.com. That's the sponsor. And Biggie has 1 day on the board.
Real good sponsorship on their part. They're really getting their money's worth.
We were just saying that yesterday. We were just saying, who knew?
I need to really...
Here's my concern. Your first streak was 33 days. Your second streak was 18 days. Your third streak is 8 days. So if this were like the stock market,
the arrow's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the wrong direction.
Is what he's saying.
That's my issue.
We were due for a correction.
Well, all right.
We've had a correction, but now you're back in here.